The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction! Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by the Bleeding Old Blood Club with this important message. The Bleeding Old Blood Club believes life doesn't end at 40. Live life. Take that trip. Learn that skill. Get in the pit. Learn to skate or get back on your skateboard. Shred it up once again. Check us out on Facebook, the Bleeding Old Blood Club. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memories of former DBC drummer Jeff St. Louis and Black Breath bassist Elijah Nelson.
This is Ilartha on bass.
Cryptus on drums.
Funerer on vocals and guitar of Nocturnal Departure, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a Departing the Darkness episode of Radioactive Metal. It's episode 587, and I'm Snowy White.
This is Corrine.
Hey, brah, how's it going?
Oh, you know, I'm hanging out with the Snow Patrol tonight, so it looks like I'm doing pretty okay.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, it's so good. So good. So stoked to have you back on the show. I was listening back to last, like, unfortunately, yeah, because of the holidays and everything and schedules and it being Christmas and all that. Oh, I hate it when Radioactive Metal is quiet. But we decided, you know what, with everything going on, we decided, you know what, we're going to forego it for a week, enjoy the Christmas holidays and all of that good rot, and pick up here. And once again, we're still in the middle of holiday season, which means holiday schedule season. So unfortunately, Aaron and Sky cannot join us tonight, but as what, you know, as I started this little diatribe, I was saying how great it is, Corrine, to have you back and all that, and thank you so much. Even though it's just you and I always appreciate it, you know, when we're in the position where it's just myself and one of my co-hosts, you guys still, you know, want to take the time to just hang out with little old me. I really appreciate it.
I mean, I've dedicated like 5 years of my life to this podcast.
It's hard to believe that it's been that long.
Yeah. I know. Don't remind me, Snowy. I'm still here.
That's right.
One of us is still here, and that one of us is me. And, you know,
Yeah, well, like I said, our cohorts could not make it, but we do want to give a hello and horns up to our good buddy Aaron, who just a couple days ago as we speak, which is the night before New Year's Eve, well, he just turned ancient. He had a birthday. So
he did. How old is Aaron now?
He
27?
Would be 49 now.
Ooh, I don't think so.
He's getting up there. He's Ooh, I think I'm no, no, it might be 48. Old. Yeah, well, he's old. I'm not, even though we've
right.
been
right.
even though, like, because that's what I was saying to him. I said, okay, it's your birthday, happy birthday, and you understand, though I'm going to have a good time about this, because like I said, he's turning old goat for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Damn, yeah, sorry yeah. about his luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, happy birthday, my friend. I know you are enjoying it with relatives tonight, and we will get together very soon. And before we get on with the grunt tonight, I do want to say I am enjoying a kick-ass cup of True Cult coffee here in my Motley Crue mug. True Cult Coffee, TRVEKVLT.com. Go there, take out a subscription, get all of the wonderful coffee goodness, because I know just having to deal, you know, with the real world, all the stuff I do in fun world, and particularly this show and having to deal with people like Crane, I need to keep my caffeine level, you know, at a constant.
Well, I hope that the True Cult coffee that you're drinking in your Motley Crue cup gives you a kickstart to the fucking heart, my dude. Huh? You see what I did there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did, and I really appreciate it. That's
Some
really
cool.
Some
in the dark, you're the True Cups.
because, yeah, I'm going to need it, because as we said, tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Maybe a little later on the show we'll get into what exactly we are doing. But TrueCavaltCoffee.com, go there right now. Right now. Yep, because even though you're listening to a podcast or listening to this live on Pure Rock Radio, you can still open up that other window, I guess, or go to another gadget. Go to TrueCavaltCoffee.com.
That's right. That is right. You go straight to TrueCavalt. You don't collect $200. You go straight there. You tell them we sent you. Probably nothing's going to happen, but you tell them we sent you anyways.
Well, what will happen with the coupon code DEMON5, you can get $5 off of one of their t-shirts.
Ooh, how long does that promotion go for, Snowy?
That is ongoing right now. So is the second you hear this, you're going to want to get on it. And the really cool thing about True Cavalt Coffee is this is a very metal product. And we know that it is made by legit metalheads that have a love of metal and want to make this metal product. Like, I listen to a lot of other podcasts, various different pro wrestling and other music and horror podcasts, and they have all these stupid fucking sponsors that just kind of drive me nuts, that just have nothing, you know, to do with what their program is about. Well, True Cult is all about the metal, which is what Radio Active Metal is all about. So TrueCavaltCoffee.com. Check it out to show or to let everyone know just how metal True Cavalt Coffee is. Let's drop a track in their honor. courtesy of Redefining Darkness. Let's go with a track off of the new Skull Crush record, Archaic Tower of Annihilation. This is Monumental Tomb.
Been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
Okay, Susie Q, what you got?
You're looking at it. This is it. This is the last episode of the fucking decade.
Okay, yeah, truly, yeah. Episode. I get it. That's right. That's right.
And the only thing I have is a hard time. So hey, here's to that. Cheers.
All right. Am I contributing in any way, shape, or form to this hard time that you're having? Am I making you miserable in any way?
No, I was just making a joke.
I know. Well, I was kind of hoping I would have had something to do with that, but oh well.
Well, if you want to.
New Year's resolution. Okay, make life more difficult for Kareen. Let me write.
Fuck
down.
Yes. I mean, just bring it. Bring it 2020.
There we go. Okay, let me write that down. More difficult for Kareen. Okay. There we go. All right. So, tell me something. Tell me something metal.
Tell me. What do you want to know?
I got some metal here, I got some metal there. I'm ringing in the new year with metal. You tell me what you want to know.
That's very good. I like that.
I don't even know what that was. No, truthfully, you know, I don't think I have anything going on. I've been doing a lot more tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have been fortunate enough to see my tweets have a... I've gotten themselves a good old earful lately. It's just a bunch of random shit posting and just random posts, but I've gotten a lot of responses, and it's been entertaining for me, to say the least, especially now since I'm single. I've gotten some weird ass shit crawling through my fucking message box.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
My DMs. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to like say this on air because it's too good to pass up, but I can't post it on Facebook.
Right.
But here I can totally do it. Okay, uh-huh. So I had somebody write, "So, what's your move, woman grandmaster?" Because I'm a chess player, but I'm not a grandmaster by any means, but I play chess.
Right.
They said one date, just one. Last year was a big fat no. Maybe this year could be a huge spicy rump roast of an ass, yes. And they followed it up with emojis of a pepper, a cow, metal horns, and a wishful like hand thing. And if so, I do recall that we are both the same height, so please let me know if you wear heels so I can wear mine. Ha ha ha. And
I'm like, okay.
What got me is the huge spicy rump roast of an ass. I'm like, what the fuck
does that mean? How is that a compliment?
Like, and I laugh, okay? And if this dude ever hears this podcast, I doubt he will, but if he does, like, it's just fucking funny.
Yeah, it's sick, you perv. That's what I got to say about it. Like, fuck.
Dude, I sent it. to the Shining Wizard guy, and I'm like, check this out. And he's like, there ain't no way that's real. I'm like, oh, that's very real.
Wow.
Which, yeah. If you guys haven't heard, or by the way, if you haven't checked them out, you guys need to check out the Shining Wizards podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They are a wrestling podcast filled with debauchery and all kinds of other fucking senseless bullshit, but they have good things to say about wrestling, and you know, they take jabs at us, so you know,
uh-huh,
we take jabs back at them once in a while.
Of course.
So check them out at Shining Wizards Podcast, and maybe you can even hit up on the social. But yeah, mm-hmm. Like, we've been having a good time with this fucking joke of a huge spicy rump roast of an ass. And the sad thing is, I've met this person.
Oh.
At a metal show. So I know they're around.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, the guy already knows I turned him down, and he's still trying, and it's like, nah. Ain't happening.
I don't know. I have a metric shit ton of female friends. Like, you're gonna perv on one of my female friends, and I'm anywhere near, like, you better make yourself scarce, because like, that drives me nuts when any of the young ladies in my life get disrespected. That does not go over very well in Snowy's world. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the Shining Wizards, because they recently had their Christmas episode, and I want to give a hello and horns up to fellow Shining Wizards Network, Mr. Phil Rea, who is the host of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks podcast. Phil and I, we go back a few years as well. He comes out of the New York hardcore scene and all that. So I've been meaning to have him on, like, to talk about that very subject. And of course, you know, pretty soon it's going to be WrestleMania season. So we got to get at least either Shining Wizards Tony or Shining Wizards Matt, because they are the metalheads of the Shining Wizards. We got to get them on just to have a wrestling metal show, because the two are heavily connected.
They really are. Yeah. You know, it's actually kind of surprising in a sense, because, you know, I didn't realize how connected the wrestling fans were with the metal
community. Oh, yeah. And there's a metric shit ton of bands named after wrestling moves, bands named after wrestlers, and bands just that have entire concepts based on pro wrestling and all that. So it's always a good time. Just tell me one band that you've listened to in the past 7 days.
In the past 7 days?
Yeah, just this week. Just tell me one band, one song.
I had Pandora playing prior to this, so there was Lamb of God and Pantera playing, and
right on.
There was Chimera. Is that...
Oh, there's a name I haven't heard in a while, but that band rules. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And the new Trivium, there was a new Trivium track that I heard on Pandora. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I can't remember the name of it. But it was really like, wow. It was definitely nothing like their last album. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, I'm hearing good things in the Trivium camp right now.
It's not weird, but it was more like, what the fuck did I just listen to? Like, it was, it dropped, and I was like, wow. I'm on the Trivium website, and they're saying there's no music. That's got to be bullshit. Huh. No, there are no products matching the selection. Fuck you, Trivium. New album.
It's always great radio.
What's great radio? This or
yeah, this.
Jeez, God, we're more confused than a fat bitch with a salad. What the fuck's wrong with us?
God. No filter.
I mean, do I really have to have one? You know, we should get something right. Like the Shining Wizards, like their fucking bell.
That's right. I'm just kind of wishing that, since it is the night before New Year's, I probably should have started a little early and poured a couple Lemmys here in my Motley Crue mug.
A fucking couple? Did you need a whole fucking, like, fifth?
Well, it's going to be a long night tomorrow. It's going to be a long, long night tomorrow. Yeah, Sky is bringing in to the Bulldog Event Center a really cool Canadian punk band called the Narnars. And it was actually Sky who introduced me to this band. And that's one of the things, that's really the only thing that I have an ego about, is when there's a cool band that I feel I should have known about and I haven't. That bugs me and all that. And I'm like, fuck, I should have known that. And all that. So I have my New Year's Eve plan already going. Yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of pre-gaming here at Snowy Manor. And then I'm going to make my way out to some kick-ass punk rock to bring in 2020. What about you?
I have no idea what I'm doing yet.
It's the night before.
I don't even know anymore, because like my roommates, they were we've been talking about it, but nothing's set in stone. So I don't know if we're going over to their sister's house or if we're having something here. I honestly don't know what I am doing, and I mean, you know, I'm okay with whatever.
Fair enough. All the more reason to get your butt up here.
I know, like, but it's so cold right now. Like, okay. Oh, yikes.
Fair enough. Yes. What did you find on the Trivium Frontier?
I didn't find any. I had to go on my Pandora list to see if... Oh, shit. Everything just keeps playing. Hold on. Hang tight. Who the fuck tight. Is this? Hang tight. Ah, what the... Here's some more Lamb of God. Stop it.
See, it's one more reason why you can't top your own vinyl collection. You can go no wrong with vinyl.
Gosh, you go out here to look for one thing and then it blows up in your face. God.
Well, for my metal fix, it's actually kind of been quiet here in Snowy Manor the last little while. I haven't made it out to any shows and all that, but got some really cool records across my desk in about the late 80s to the early 90s. Metal Blade put out four wicked records from a really cool thrash band out of St. Louis called Anacrusis. I originally heard of this band through the old Metal Forces magazine, and like that's Anacrusis came out of that scene, out of the time. And recently in September and in November of this year, Metal Blade re-released the first two records and then the last two records and all that. So I found myself really the last little while really enjoying some Anacrusis even more so than I did when I was a teenager back then. So yeah, available right now was the debut record Suffering Hour, and then Reason, then Manic Impressions, and their final record Screams and Whispers, as I said, are now all available on Metal Blade Records as well. Another really cool band came across my desk from Redefining Darkness Records. It's going to kind of be a theme for that, and we're going to find that out later with tonight's creature feature. I got introduced to the really cool band Depraver. If you like that type of black metal thrash, but not kind of balls out, kind of maybe like a, I don't even want to say melodic, like our listeners that enjoy bands like Midnight and Abigail, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about with that. They had re-released, they kind of repackaged Depraver's two independent releases, Suffering in the Coffin and A Crippling Crush, to make this compilation. I don't know. Going back and listening to last week's episode, Kareen, like, holy shit. I was screwing up, like, left and right. So I was mispronouncing band names. I had, I was getting band locations where they hail from. I was getting that wrong. And I was just listening back. I just had my head in my hand saying, dude, screwing up left and right. But it still turned out really well, and I kind of feel that I'm doing that right now. But you know what? We're going to make up for that, because I'm going to introduce, get our listeners, our veteran listeners, our old timers, get them reacquainted with Anacrusis, and we'll throw out some Depraver as well. And some other cool podcasts that, some music and metal related podcasts that I really dig, including the Metal Matters podcast. I gave their last couple episodes a spin. That's hosted by Mike Hill, and he's mostly, you know, he's renowned for his band Tombs. All that. They should have new music and a whole year ahead of them planned out, but his podcast, Metal Matters, they had a recent classic albums episode where they went into and dissected Celtic Frost's debut record, Morbid Tales. An old timer like myself, Oh, I was salivating at the thought of that episode. And for the newer listener, the following episode, they spoke to Dylan Walker from Full of Hell, the same Dylan Walker who has graced this show in the past. How about let's get into some of that melodic, or some of that metallic goodness. Let's go with a song from Anacrusis, from their second but recently re-released album, Reason. This is Terrified.
deserve to be destroyed. There is light, and he's in my bed. The earth is wide. Force fail, spewing sulfur, rising flame, trampling creation. What has stopped, has now broken, time suspended. Unsealer.
Available now, that is Depraver from the Suffering in the Coffin / A Crippling Crush compilation. That is Faustian Apex. Go and pick that up right now, as well as those four Brand New Again Anacrusis records. Man, that band takes me back. When those records came across my desk and I was cranking them, I was like, I kid you not, Crane, I was 16, 17 again when I especially heard that Suffering Hour record. So obviously it's well recommended, not just for our younger listeners, but like I said, you know, the veteran meddlers, go back, give this band another chance. I think you will really dig what is going on. And I want some new tunes. I'm talking to you guys in Anacrusis. I want to hear some new stuff. Here on Radioactive Metal, we have two kinds of interviews. If you're tuning in for the first, if you're a longtime listener, okay, I'm going to give you a little refresher. If you're tuning in for the first time, hello and horns up. But this is kind of how we do things, like with our interviews. We have one, we have the main event, you know, the final match of the night is the signed band, an established band sign on to a reputable label. We also have our extended indie spotlight bands as well, who it's just an unsigned band that we want to give that little extra bit of attention to, like we did last episode with Saint Vicious. Okay, sometimes though the veil between, you know, established and unsigned, you know, can be, it, what's the word I'm looking for, where it could go kind of either way. With tonight's creature feature, though, Nocturnal Departure, a really, really cool, awesome black metal band out of Winnipeg here. This is a band that I know personally. They are in the metal scene. I hang out with them. They are fantastic people. Okay. Where to have them on the show? Because they've certainly deserve, you know, a spot and our attention. Well, their latest release, Cathartic Black Rituals, is now available on Redefining Darkness. And that right there is the key to where we place which band and why. So, when the good folks in Nocturnal Departure had announced to me, "Hey, Snowy, man, you can't say anything right now. We're signed on to Redefining." Oh, fuck. No way. That is awesome. Okay. When the new record comes out, we better sit down and have a chat and you get our listeners up to speed about everything going on in the Nocturnal Departure camp. So I did just that. I recently sat down with Funeror, from the vocalist and the guitarist, Alartha on bass, and Crips on drums to get us there. Let's drop a track from said awesome black metal record. This is our chat with Winnipeg and Redefining Darkness artist Nocturnal Departure with Morbid Existence.
We'll be right back.
But first and foremost, what we should probably do, since we're probably going to be hopefully introducing you guys to a whole new set of ears and listeners, so maybe give like a brief bio, who you are, what you do, your musical vibe, your mother's maiden name, whatever you figure would be best for, you know what?
Yeah, we're Nocturnal Departure. We're a classic raw black metal, old school black metal band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Sound-wise, it's along the lines of Dark Throne, Satyricon, Gorgoroth, Mayhem. Basically, a tribute to all the greats in black metal. All the classic old bands, and then kind of putting our own modern twist on it. And yeah, that pretty much sums up sound-wise what we sound like. For anyone who hasn't checked this out before.
And these are some of the artists you just mentioned. These are the artists that you would say, hey, man, after listening to that, I have to do that.
Like, absolutely.
You would say that. Highly influential. Yeah. What about you two? What, same idea?
Absolutely. Yep.
Very much so. All the
Dark
bands.
Throne.
Yeah, all those bands listed are highly influential for me, drum-wise.
Right. Yeah. Right. Excellent. I guess Cathartic Black Rituals debut, your debut record. I guess because I don't think you had, what about In the Way of Independence before that? I think that was...
Nope.
That's our first release that is...
We don't have any demos or
EPs. We just came out straight up with a full length.
Right on. That's really impressive because Redefining Darkness picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me go, wow, that's right out of the gate like that. That is awesome. How did that come about?
Redefining Darkness were one of the labels that ended up hitting us up when we sent out our album to see who would be interested in putting out our music on whatever format, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the labels that responded, and they're awesome. They put out a beyond quality product for us. He's been really easy to work with, Thomas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, it's one of those, like, it's totally DIY, totally independent label, but it's got a lot of traction and a lot of steam.
Absolutely.
And like, it's very renowned. Would you see, is it, because with the way the record industry is now and all that, is being on a label like this for you personally, like, is this a step up?
Absolutely. Especially being that Redefining Darkness, for example, they're an international label, they're US.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more of a chance for people to hear our music. You know, it's totally helped. It's totally helped notoriety for the band having our album put out by multiple labels from multiple places. It's definitely like, wouldn't have got the reaction it did, I don't think. You know, like, all these labels helped. Like,
it's helped with our,
it's essential, I think, for the exposure. It's important. Like,
mm-hmm. I guess smaller labels are putting out different formats. I guess Redefining is handling digital and vinyl. And...
Yeah, Redefining Darkness for us, they released a digipack version of our CD.
Oh, okay.
They've released CDs for us. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah, we play a lot of cool stuff from them. But with a label like that, and I don't like to use the word product or business or whatever, but they have stuff to do on their end. So in order for you guys to sell some more, whatever that means this day and age, do they get on you about touring? Like, is that something that you feel that needs, that you gotta do?
Thomas, for me to find, he hasn't put any pressure on us to tour, but it's definitely come up in conversation. And like, Nocturnal Departure definitely plans on playing wherever it'll take us. We want to play outside of where we live. We want to take it international, take it as far as it'll go.
Right.
So these things have definitely come up in conversation.
I imagine Scandinavia, any one of those countries, is definitely a must-go if possible.
Absolutely. Yes.
If possible.
Yeah. Even if not possible, we want
kind
to
of
do
like
it.
The dream, yeah. I would yeah. say.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine, like a lot of bands, they dream of playing New York, LA, and all that. But for like black metal, I would think more European countries.
Yeah, we want to do Europe is, for sure.
Absolutely. Definitely. I would love to go to Portugal. Portugal seems to have a crazy black metal scene.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And of course, speaking of Scandinavia and all that, Canada has a very, the same kind of climate as in Norway or Sweden and all that. And sometimes I think that's what helps produce black metal, that type of, that living in regions like that with the cold and the forests and all that, all the cliches and all that. Is being a Canadian, does that contribute in any way to your sound and what you do?
I think it certainly does. It's ferocious climate here, especially in the winter. Like,
especially right now.
Yeah. Mm.
Minus fucking 45.
This is exactly the time where we become cooped up and we write, which we're totally doing right now.
That's very true. Yeah. We feel less inclined to accept shows because it's like, who the fuck wants to move a 15-piece drum kit in minus 40 fucking weather? Like, that multiple times in a night, I don't want to do it.
We'll just write music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just focus on new material, recording, that type of thing.
All right. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I understand that. Lots of bands over the years in Winnipeg, like, has said, yeah, it's so cold, I'm in no hurry to step out into the weather. Let's finish up this last song. Mm-hmm. Let's get this last riff and all that. Then we'll kind of think about that. Mm-hmm. And with it being 2019, pushing 2020 soon, a lot has changed for women in extreme metal. But are you still getting some of the typical male bullshit about a woman being in metal?
I don't know. You know, sometimes I have received some comments, but I think I kind of overreacted to it. I got really offended, but I mean, whatever. Like, I just kind of, at this point, I just take it because I think that it's coming from a good place. I mean, personally, I fangirl over metal bands with females in them or women in them. I get super stoked about that, and I usually seek bands like that out, like fucking Mythic or like DNS, Darkened, Nocturne, Slaughter Cult, Bolt Thrower, you know, stuff like that. So I understand the appeal, but I mean, I don't know.
There's also a bit of ignorance there, too.
Yeah,
for sure, there is.
As well, right?
Like, absolutely.
At the end of the day, you're just another human that wants to make music.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. I just want to be treated like a normal person.
And there's just so many women that are doing it, and they're doing it well right now.
Yeah.
20, 30 years ago, man, there was just Joe Bench.
Yeah.
You know, there was just Lori Bravo. There was just Lee Aaron. There's just, but there's just so many now, and like that kind of attitude, just there's no room for that anymore. Like,
for sure, absolutely.
You need an equal playing field, everyone on the same level. If you're talented, you're talented.
Absolutely.
For sure, for sure. And you're an artist. This is your chance to tell everyone exactly what you do with that. Like, not music artist, but, well, you are that too, but you're with your drawing, your artwork, I should say.
Absolutely. It's gone kind of hand in hand for me lately, my art and music. But I design logos. It's all hand drawn. I do logos for bands. I shirt designs, album art, and it seeps into the music, my personal stuff as well. Nocturnal Departures logo, I designed that. I designed the image on the cover. It's a blessing. It's what I want to do. Like, it's who I am, and I'm glad I get to express that in multiple ways.
Right on, right on. Yeah. Push comes to shove. If, you know, your artwork really takes off and that monopolizes a lot of your time, will you be able to balance both?
I'm doing it right now. Artwork? It's already monopolizing all my time. If I'm not at work, even if I am at work, I take it to work with me, man.
Every moment you have.
Every moment I have. I love it, and I do it. Right on, I make it work.
That's the important thing.
If you love it, it isn't work.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I get people say to me all the time, like, Snow, you have a job, right? I said, well, yeah, you know, but I don't like to talk about it because I don't love it. This is what I love doing. Okay. And all that. So, yeah, I totally get that. And the next 365 days for the band, what's going on in 2020? Any plans?
Many plans. Nothing set in stone. Some stuff we can't necessarily mention. But
oh, okay.
We, as I mentioned earlier, we're in the recording process right now. Or about to be. We're writing. We're in the writing process right now.
But recording is in the horizon.
Yes. Definitely 2020 there will be something new coming from Nocturnal Departure.
Right on, right on.
We have a show January 11th for Brad Skibinski's birthday. The guy from Eye and Ear Control, playing with Regurgitated Guts, and
absolutely,
definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, possibly a small little West Coast stint of dates. We'll see what happens with that, but it's in our minds. It's in the works. Nothing's set in stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Have you gotten with signing with Redefine? Have you gotten a lot of press? Like, have you done this a lot so far?
I think so. Like, there's a lot of things that have happened from Redefining and just having labels behind us, behind our album and music. Like,
We got interviewed over email from an Irish fanzine called Flail of Venom. So that's gonna be printed soon. The actual fanzines will be printed soon. We're on the cover of it.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
There's also other really neat bands that also got interviewed or featured in the fanzine. Like, who the fuck was that? Asagram. Who else, Kevin?
Negative Plane. That was one of the other bands who was interviewed.
Oh, shit.
Trust me. That's happened more than once. I've had interviews with people, and he tried to keep, like, they do a video show, and they tried to keep their marriage, like, on the DL. And they start talking like a married couple and all that. Okay. Kayfabe, guys, you just blew it.
Well.
We've had, through Redefining, we've had YouTube channels promote our stuff. We've had the interviews, album reviews. He has been like crazy good with promotion for us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
He's hitting up everyone he can really to promote the album. He's expressed many times, I still see it, how like excited he is about the music and about our band. And it's really humbling. It's so exciting, like, to have this reaction to our music.
Support behind it, yeah.
Yeah, there was also Death Cult Productions. We should just probably mention all of them.
Yeah, if you want to give someone a...
There was also Death Cult Productions that put out the vinyl. There's 200 copies of vinyl, 100 of the purple, and then 100 of the black. Pretty much they're all gone. We have a very small amount left. But through the label, all gone. What all started it, I think, was Simon from
Le Fleur de Mal, out of Montreal.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, he was the first to put out the album, put it out on cassette.
Yeah.
And that went pretty quick also.
Absolutely.
I think all of them, they've all helped us tremendously.
All kinds of international support.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because Death Cult's from the UK. Le Fleur de Mal, they're from Montreal.
That's our Canadian one. Yep. And then we've got Redefining from the US. So we've kind of got
a nice little triangle there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thus, we have trifecta. Every format out available for people.
Yeah. Yeah. We managed to get a release out on every format this year, tape, all analog formats, and then CD, which is incredible, beyond words.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey guys, it's the Stallion. And when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on the Shining Wizards because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantiantradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Let Lucifer guide you as you sing your tune while invoking Satan under the full
moon. Just squeeze her tummy.
Black metal Barbie, so cult and so raw. Let's do the windmill as we throw up the claw.
Here comes the tremolo.
I love your unresolved tritones.
Shred your axe. What a rad riff! Get ready to headbang and beat me in the pit! Feel left to mosh! Blast beat babes tearing up scorched earth. Summoning demons in matching Bathory shirts. I want a patch, let's buy some merch. Okay, sounds good, but first let's burn the church.
Totally brutal!
Let's do this again, Daughters of Doom.
This is who I am now, Mom.
Black metal Barbie, so fun and so true.
With a V!
Black metal Barbie, I love you!
Sacrificial sheep not included. Barbie Burning Dream Church sold separately.
There are only three good things you need in life. Sex, beer, and pure rock radio.
To the outer world.
available now on Redefining Darkness from their Saprophytic Divinations.
Oh, yeah, album. Say that like three times fast.
I would never. I know. You would think for the 35 years or so that I've been listening to metal that I would get all of this shit down. I'm always going to struggle with some of this, but what I'm never going to struggle with is my ear for kick-ass metal, and that comes in the shape of Helleborus, that was Decaying Observer from said record, which I'm not going to try again. and of course, before that was our chat with a Nocturnal Departure. Thank you, everyone involved with that. It was an absolutely fantastic time. And Corinne, that's just this band is just one of the reasons why you and Aaron need to get up here to Winnipeg and just come party with Sky and I, and just, you know, we got to introduce you personally to all of these great bands and this kick-ass scene, because, you know, we have a number of really cool bands on the local level, okay, and we also, in the past couple of years, a lot of cool bands got signed on to a lot of cool, reputable labels as well. So we got a thriving scene. And I think that, of course, that has all to do with the talent that you see on stage and in the studio, but it really is, well, it's the behind the scenes with hardworking people, you know, like Mr. Corey Thomas at Ninja Cat Productions, like our good friend Sky, who, you know, her promotional work and all that, like, she's definitely one of the movers and shakers up here as well. So we got to get you up here. And on the same token, you know, I got to get my butt down to Florida.
I know. I mean, what's a party without the Snow Patrol down here?
That's right. And there's places in between that you and I could meet, various festivals and all that. Looking forward to all of that. One of the things that I am looking forward to right now is introducing all of our listeners to a new kick-ass band in the indie spotlight.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this indie spotlight.
For tonight's Indie Spotlight, we are going to bring the Chi-Town heat to this chilly December evening. Chicago's Crusadist, their latest release, The Unholy Grail, came across my desk. I gave it a spin, and I was thoroughly impressed to the point where I don't quite understand why this band is not signed. But with Radioactive Metal's track record for getting bands signed over these last 13 years, I think they might very well be on their way. So, everyone, pour a fresh cup of whatever you're drinking. Right now I'm running low on some True Cobalt coffee. So while I'm playing this, I'm going to go and get a refill. So whatever your favorites are, pour one and listen to Chicago's Crusadist with For Blood and Conquest.
These are our lords, soldiers!
www.facebook.com/theunholygrail, all one word, is where you can get all of the goodness on Chicago's Crusadist. Good stuff, good stuff. Like I said, I'm predicting some good things for that band in 2020. Speaking of 2020, we're going to get on out of here because I know I've got to rest up for tomorrow night. Fortunately, I don't have to go to Money Job tomorrow. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to do some music-related running around. Then I'm going to break out the Lemmys a little early. I'm going to go find Sky, and we are going to have one awesome New Year's Eve, and I hope everyone, because this is going to be available after everyone rings in the new year, I hope everyone else has had a kick-ass New Year's Eve, including yourself, Molly Hatchet. I want to hear all about it next week to get on us on out of here. Unfortunately, as you heard at the beginning of the episode, it was not a very good Christmas holiday for the metal world, having lost Black Breath bassist Elijah Nelson. That's a really great band, and I've heard nothing but good stuff about him. And as well, a little closer to home, we lost Jeff St. Louis from the Dead Brain Cells, their long time drummer. And I say a little closer to home because War on Music, who of course that label was sort of a sister to Radioactive Metal for all those years, that label put out the debut DBC record out on vinyl. So sorry, dear, we kind of lost one of our own. We lost family this week. So at some point this weekend, if everyone could raise the horns and raise the chalice for these individuals, and we'll get on out of here with a kick-ass Dead Brain Cell song. How about we'll go out with Negative Reinforcement as well. We want to say hello and horns up, be one of the cool people, and check out Radioactive Metal on Pure Rock Radio. First of all, on Thursday evenings, pureRockRadio.net. It's always a good time on there. Hello, Rich, our good buddy who has put up with snowy shit for more than a dozen years now. Which, when I think about it, only Mrs. Snowy has put up with my stuff for more than Rich from Pure Rock Radio. Yeah. And the good folks at the Shining Wizards Network. Go in there and check them out there. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, in which our podcast is a proud member of that family. Your one-stop shopping for all of your podcasting needs. Predominantly a pro wrestling, you know, network. But there's us handling the music. There's other podcasts handling the pop culture. And just basically, you know, just sit down, press play with this network, and you are going to be entertained all week. And as well, once again, True Kvlt, trvkvltcoffee.com. Once again, like I said, go and check them out. The coupon code DEMON5 to get $5 off of your next t-shirt purchase. That is definitely worth it. And like I said, I got a fresh cup here in my Motley Crue mug, and I'm going to need it. Like I said, with New Year's Eve, you know, right around the corner. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. This has been a departing the darkness episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Kareen.
Oh, and I got some mistletoe. I got some mistletoe for you here, Kareen. Signing off.
Let's see if that is worth it. Let's be a double-sided, but fight for your right.